The music, the glass breaks. Priceless. You join us twice a week right here on 104.5 The Zone. It's the Midday 180 queued up by Edley's Barbecue. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Doing well. I know the academic side of things is the greatest concern right now, as from people you speak with within the athletic program there at Tennessee. Schools are waiting to hear from the NCAA regarding any leniency that they may provide with eligibility. What are you hearing on that? Have you heard of options that the NCAA may provide on this?
Well, you know, no, I'm not hearing anything in specifics. I mean, just a lot of speculation that, you know, that there's going to be, a soft pillow to land on for everybody, but just because of the fact that, you know, they're not able to have the regular tutoring sessions in the Thornton Center. I know they can do some stuff online with some apps, but it's just not the same as being able to work, you know, face-to-face with somebody. And then, you know, I think there'll be something done about the fact that, you know, there'll be a few of these prospects that signed across the country, not just Tennessee kids. I don't even actually know of any casualties with Tennessee, but there'll be a few that were looking to get a point or two more on their tests. Well, these tests are canceled. So, like, you know, is a kid going to be penalized because he was not able to take, the ACT or SAT during this time? There's a lot of questions left to be answered. I think that's why you're seeing the NCAA work so, feverishly trying to, you know, come up with some type of answer for people, because there are a lot of colleges across the landscape, and, you know, from Division III all the way up to Power Five, that are sitting here going, okay, that we've got to be able to come up with something for our athletes, you know, across the board.
Austin, what's the latest on five-star running back Zach Evans, and what is possibly going to happen with him now with all of this going on?
Well, you know, I think Florida, you know, had kind of, you know, they got a little bit of momentum just because he wanted to take another visit, but then I think he kind of, you know, didn't really want to take the visit. He was just taking it to take it. I would be shocked if he ends up at Florida. I don't even know if he'll ever take that visit. I think most likely he'll either show up at Ole Miss or at Tennessee, unless he totally pulls a rabbit out of the hat and goes somewhere that nobody's talking about. But A&M signed their full quota. I don't believe they could take him if they wanted to. LSU and Georgia obviously, you know, were out a while back. So I think it's likely to end up being Ole Miss or Tennessee once he makes a decision based off of, you know, the fact that he can actually get back out there and be recruited. He's still having dialogue and conversations with all the schools, to this point. But, I think it's likely it's Ole Miss or Tennessee when he does make a decision.
Jeremy Pruitt went on Vol Calls, and he was very good about talking not about football, but how important it was just that his guys and his team and his coaches stay healthy and stay alert during this time. I thought that showed some real evolution with Jeremy Pruitt in terms of him grasping what the job is and what's important, because I don't know that the Jeremy Pruitt that originally got to Tennessee would have had the bigger picture in mind with everything going on right now.
I agree with that. I think Coach Pruitt understands all too well, you know, just you know, all that's going on, and having, you know, significant talks with him in the last couple of weeks. You know, he's someone that, he fully gets, you know, the pain that's out there. You know, I mean, he talks with me about just the fact that, you know, people are dying and people are struggling, and, you know, this is what, you know, way more important than, with life is way more important than, you know, a game of football. Now, he also fully understands that, you know, once we get to a certain point, you know, if the curve can flatten and kind of, you know, get going back the other direction and you're, you know, starting to come down the other side, that sports can be a nice relief for everybody. So, you know, I think right now he's very much, you know, understanding of the situation that, you know, bigger cities are in, and then just states, including Tennessee for that matter, across the board. But, you know, he's also, you know, doing his work behind the scenes. He's making his recruiting calls, and, you know, he's, you know, they're having, you know, Zoom conference calls with the staff every day. And, you know, I mean, they're still getting work done from home, you know, but at the same time, he's checking in on his players, making sure they're able to get their stuff done academically, which is something we just touched on, and, you know, making sure they enjoy their family time.
Some basketball news today, Austin. Tennessee lands a fifth-year graduate transfer, E.J. Anasicki, who is the younger brother of former Lady Vols standout Nikki Anasicki from New Jersey. Very productive player at Sacred Heart, and an interesting player in that he almost fits the Grant Williams body style, right? He's 6'6", 255 pounds, and a low post player.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great rebounder of the basketball. You know, you're right. He's a big man, you know, and more of a wing height. You know, I mean, he's not a big guy, but he uses his body well. And much like his sister, knows how to rebound the basketball, knows how to defend, and can score when need be. You know, the one thing that translates really universally across all of basketball is the ability to rebound. And he does that at a high level, and that's something Tennessee really needs going forward. So I think a nice, solid addition, and a guy that I think will be totally bought in and is really excited, you know, to be at Tennessee, which is where his older sister played.
So you plan on popping in any classroom Zoom broadcast the same way Peyton Manning did?
No, and even if I did, no one would want to see me. So, but it's pretty cool that Peyton did that. And, you know, again, Peyton just gets it. He gets the little things, and that, you know, took, you know, 5-10 minutes of his time, and, you know, was very well done. So, you know, kudos to him, you know, for getting in there and just kind of, I guess, bringing a smile to, a handful of kids, you know, they're 22-year-old, a bunch of 22-year-old faces that, you know, are put in a weird spot as their senior year has kind of been taken away from them at the tail end, and having to do a lot of online work.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com. Speaking of online work, you can read his, VolQuest.com. Thank you, as always. We'll catch up on Monday.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.